Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City on this Monday evening as we wrap up our program tonight. We're talking with the head volleyball coach of the Roland Story Norsemen, Molly Geist, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Quinn.
So as we look at your team that over the last couple of weeks, you guys go to the Kemper tournament last week. You go 3-1, facing some solid competition. Your one loss to a very good Carroll Kemper team. You follow that up. You're 2-0 in conference play, 3-0 sweep against Seattle, and a 3-0 sweep against Grandview Christian, where your girls were tested a little bit last Monday night, and now you guys have been kind of on a 10 or so day break before you return to action on Thursday. But just overall through the last couple of weeks, what are some areas that you and the staff have seen that you feel really confident about here as we get to close to the midway point of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we're playing consistently for the most part. Our hitters are much more effective than they've been in the past, and getting smarter with their shots and more dominant with their hitting as well. And you know, you spoke about our one loss to Kemper was really a very good game. Like, it was, I mean, the gym was pretty loud and electric, and we had them on the ropes. We were ahead the whole first set, and when we got to 17 points, we were ahead at that point, but then we missed three serves in a row, so just made it impossible. So we lost 19-21, and then we won the next one 21-17, and then lost the third set. So, like, that being our one loss, there were some things that we could see simply as our serving, and some things there that we just need to fix and get better at when it comes down to it. But hitting wise, like, they did have a hard time stopping us, so just making sure that we get a decent pass to start play, and then pretty much we can handle it from there. So fun first couple of weeks for sure.
And we've talked about the youth that has really been, at least statistically, leading the way with girls like Brooklyn Jondal and Miley Geis. I do want to mention a couple players that I was very impressed with in that game against Grandview Christian were Allie Janis and Josie Ramos in the front line. They're more rotational pieces for your team, but they had a couple big kills, a couple blocks on the defensive side of things, and just overall, you know, having rotational pieces that contribute in big moments like an Allie Janis or Josie Ramos, how much does that elevate your team in a game-in, game-out basis?
Oh, big, because we talk about everybody's gonna scout, you know, Cam and Brooke, and they're gonna try to shut them down, but then how frustrating is that if, you know, people like Allie and Josie and those other players can, you know, still get the kills or get the blocks? It's kind of defeating to the other team. So it's a huge piece. You can only be as good as your weakest link, and so we're trying to make everybody progress on the team.
And one thing, another area that your team has really excelled in has been serving the volleyball. You talked about, at times, inconsistencies, but there are other times where your team really has the opposition fooled when it comes to serving the volleyball. You've got already double-digit aces from Brooklyn Jondal, Caitlin Flatabo, Josie Ramos, and Miley Geis as well. Just overall, and then Cam Laney, she's one off double digits with 9. Just overall, how big of an emphasis what was serving coming into this season?
It's such a hard thing because it's like you have to be aggressive, but also, like, our goal is always to serve 90% or higher, and so finding what that is for each kid on a given night can change. And so we are aggressive servers, but sometimes we need to also be able to get it in, like what happened to us against Kemper, and sometimes force the other team to make the mistake.
And as we take a look at your schedule coming up, you really start diving headfirst into conference play. You got a huge matchup Thursday night at Nevada, you know, early in the season, but very much so. Conference title implications could be on the line with that matchup at Nevada. You have a tournament on Saturday up at Forest City. You'll see a lot of quality competition at that tournament. And then back to Heart of Iowa Conference action next Tuesday with Perry. You're at South Hamilton Thursday as well. And then you have, at least looking forward to the end of the month, got your home tournament on the 30th. And just looking at this slate coming up, what's maybe the biggest expectation, or maybe the biggest emphasis you and the staff have going forward with such a key part of the conference slate coming up?
Well, kind of the way that we set up our schedule was to, you know, we played a lot of preseason stuff, you know, weekends and lots of highly competitive scrimmages and stuff like that, and then play a little bit and then come back and reassess since we've been working on a lot of things. And then now we're excited to take that and compete and hopefully, you know, go out and win all these matches because we put in the work. And I'm really excited. We're excited to play again. It feels like forever. So we're excited for Thursday to get here.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck Thursday at Nevada.
Thank you.
That was Molly Geist, the head volleyball coach of the Roland Story Norseman, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. That'll wrap up our program for tonight, as we have high school volleyball coming up on Tuesday night with Eagle Grove and Clearing Goldfield Owls.